All right, so you want to get in good shape. Somebody would say you need to work out. You want to speak French. Somebody would say take some French lessons. You want to play pool. Practice shooting pool every day. The problem with these terms are, what is the definition of workout? What is the definition of getting a lesson in French? What is the definition of practice pool? If you're not doing the right things, even if you do them for a long period of time consistently, you're not going to get the good results, correct? So remember we said the key to achieving success in anything is doing the right things correctly long enough consistently. So the question is, what are the right things? And I promised you, and I am going to deliver on this promise better than you can imagine, that by tomorrow at noon, you are going to know exactly what the right things are, exactly how many of the right things, when to do the right things. You're going to know exactly and precisely. There will be no confusion. And you will know how to do them correctly. I already told you what is long enough, 2 to 5 years. If you can't think that far, long enough is 12 months. If you can't think that far, then long enough is 6 months. If you can't think that far, long enough is at least 90 days. Think about that. If you can think 2 to 5 years, you're way better off than a guy who can only think 90 days. Because a guy who can only think 90 days, you still get that broke slave mentality. I work today, pay me. So the longer you can understand long enough, the better you are. But wherever you are right now is okay. So I'm going to tell you exactly what to do and how to do it. Long enough is 2 to 5 years, or 12 months, or 6 months, or 90 days. Do the best as you can right now. And what is consistently? Consistently is every day, or every week, or every month. Some level of consistency based on what your level of commitment is. Some level. I did throw out one caveat last night, for which there was complete silence in the room because everyone got the fear of God in them. And when I said, if you can't listen to audios every day, quit. Give it up. You don't have a chance. Stop trying. You're wasting your time. Because there is no level of commitment to putting on an audio in the car. Since you drive a car every day, oh, and if you don't, you're on a bus every day, or you're sitting at home every day, or you're on the train every day, and you can put your iPod in, every day you should be listening to some audios. And I said, that's really something that everyone should be doing, even if it's for 10 minutes. Because some people think, well, I got to listen to music. I just got to. I got to. Okay, is that musician going to pay your mortgage? You're making that musician rich. What are they doing for your income? But listen to audios every day. That's really something that there is no excuse. But if you don't, what does that tell you? And what does it tell me? It means you didn't do step one in the 8-step pattern for success. You don't have a defined dream and a burning desire for its achievement, because if you did, then you'd be willing to do that at least. When you have your attitude right and your dream and beliefs are up, then the activity, the willingness to do the activity, the willingness to do those things goes up dramatically. So, in this business, what do you have to do? What is the activity? Well, we talked about listening to audios and reading books and going to functions and raising your level of belief. There's a whole series of activities which work on your thinking, which work on your belief level. That's over here in the training balance scale. Now we're on the other side of the training balance scale. We're on the action.